Welcome to Holistic Soundbites, the podcast to feed your craving for learning. Hi everyone, it's Ryan here, and I am back with another episode of Holistic Soundbites. Dear youths, today we are speaking with you. As part of our Holistic by Youth for Youth series, we've opened our doors once again to another group of extremely passionate individuals. They've joined us from all around the globe, from Australia, Kenya, Hong Kong, Nigeria, and India. Over the past 4 weeks, they've learned how to collaborate, communicate, and lead each other across our virtual office. Now that I've whet your appetite, up first, I'd like to introduce Chimobi Omeye, who hails from Abuja, Nigeria. He has an amazing passion for people, and after listening to him, I'm sure you will understand what I mean. Today's soundbite is guaranteed to tickle your palate. It goes out as a challenge to every young person out there. It's full of excitement, it's full of actionables, it's full of learning, and it's all about employment.
Hello, good morning. I'm Chimobi Omeye from Abuja, Nigeria, and I will be speaking about youth employment. Employment is one of the most known words in English language because of the fear and anxiety it carries with, which is highly seen among the youths. We have seen how our beautiful world changed completely in months, coupled with our past challenges. All this really gave me time to reflect on what being a youth is and how super we are. I am proud to say that I am among a group of young people whose desire and passion for change is undying. Young people who saw a mountain and didn't see failure, but saw possibility and opportunity. The whole episode of our global issues seems to make employment a big mountain to climb and unemployment our first step. But that can never be when we develop our skill base. I was born and raised in the streets of a national university in Enugu, Nigeria, and a society that showed me how real unemployment is. Since my graduation from college, I am still yet to get that dream job where I will earn high and not unemployed. But my hustle has been so real. While in school, through experiences on how hard my society is, I learned immediately the power of networking and skill acquisition. Through exposure and learning from skill training programs. Since then, up to today, I have never undergone employment processes in securing a job or internship. Rather, recommendations and networking coupled with self-confidence have been so helpful to me. I remember securing an internship placement with Nigeria's biggest construction firm just by having the mind to send my CV and cover letter asking for a 6-month placement and why I am the best for the position. And it will be surprising to note that they never advertised for the role. I created it and I got it. It's a firm that many cannot imagine in their lifetime to work for. Moreover, I was an average student, but secured the best organization in my class during our internship school year. I have mentioned about skill acquisition, and what is it? Skill acquisition is the ability to be trained on a particular task or function and become expert in it. Brothers and sisters, my advice is to stay current in your skills and do everything you can to make use of it. Network and show that confidence even if you feel defeated. Very important also is putting a lot of hard work in finding a job. Do not use a layoff as a vacation or holiday, but also give yourself a break. A job will most likely not find you. You have to find it. And remember, if I can do it, you can do it better. Anyone can do it. Even when you cannot find a job you are particularly interested in, always try to cross the boundaries. And the more and more you can show that you are still doing something at least and keeping current, the very better that looks to potential employers. Dear youths, times are tough and it might seem to be impossible, but we can still make it. We need to take the bull by the horns and step up immediately by being more proactive. Let us improve on having sound communication skills, which ranges from being more assertive to information sharing, to reading, to speaking clearly, as well as writing. Let us improve on teamwork, being able to work in a team, knowing how to define a role in a team, identifying the strengths of team members. Let us improve on planning and organizing. This way, we can understand short and long-term planning, manage time and priorities, collecting and analyzing information, participating in continuous improvement and planning processes. Let us improve on technology, having a range of IT skills and being very willing to learn new ones. Learning the skills that are now important in almost all jobs now. Let us improve on learning, having enthusiasm for ongoing learning, applying learning to technical issues and people issues. Be prepared to invest time and efforts in learning new skills. Let us improve on creating new opportunities for ourselves, translating new ideas into reality, being creative, identifying opportunities not obvious to others. According to the International Labour Organization, ILO, education and training are key determinants of success in the labour market. Youths that participate in skill development programs tend to get employed easily and earn higher income. And these impacts are particularly visible on the long run, showing the ability of skill training program. All these core employability skills are what the system and employers want. Let us be always ready and prepared to offer them. We can change our future by taking actions to be employable. This way, we can be sure and secured. There is light at the end of the tunnel. (laughs)